So, Mario, why don't you present your 70-year-old man and the question you have about him?
So, 70-year-old man with castrate-resistant prostate cancer, widely metastatic disease, treated with all the endocrine approaches, including GnRH, continues to be on a bicalutamide, ketoconazole, abiraterone, demonstrated evidence of progression of disease, very rapid progression, brief declines on secondary hormonal therapies, presented with a PSA 150, was treated with docetaxel, and his PSA declined from 150 to 5 after 4 cycles, felt quite well, tolerated treatment quite well. And after 7 cycles, his PSA went back up, and his bone scan, which was widely metastatic, was stable, however. And at that time, he was asymptomatic, performance status 100%, and 3 months later, he enrolled into the Procellica study, which is a second-line chemotherapy with cabazitaxel, in which patients are randomized to 25 versus 20 milligrams per meter square. He was randomized into a higher dose, and he received then 3 cycles, and before the 4th cycle, at the time evaluation, he had, a PSA decline from 125 nanogram per ml to 2 nanograms per ml. The toxicities were, as reported before, that included an uncomplicated hospitalization for neutropenic fever, and he was discharged soon after, and some fatigue.
Was he getting preemptive growth factors?
He did not. It's sort of an optional if patients are at high risk, or if patients have had an episode of neutropenia, severe neutropenia, they may be a candidate for the administration of growth factor. The ASCO guidelines for that are actually enforced for that, for the use of these growth factors.